Mainly we saw the backs of the heads.
I couldn't see their faces that well or that frequently, but I look at them with great bewilderment.
We hearken back to a terrible time and what happened back on 9/11. Victims' families getting a taste of what goes on at Guantanamo. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Closer to home, the conversation is completely reversed and focused on immigration and the dream. Lady Liberty, people who seek out a citizenship in the United States but have crawled through the borders or found other ways to get into the country on student visas that expired and whatnot. And now we have this problem of 11 million plus illegals. I think the number's actually higher. For decades, we have waded into the pool, into the deep end, in a conversation, the tough conversation about what to do, build a wall, look at security, pay back taxes, speak English, create a pathway to citizenship. Bottom line is, 66% of us favor some kind of a path to citizenship for people in the country illegally. 66%, this is Fox saying this in their poll. But the people who want to see that have a few stipulations. The stipulations include you better speak English. You better pay back taxes. You got to meet the requirements if you want to get on the path, and you got to pass a background check. Nobody's going to disagree with a background check because of the fear of criminals. If you're a criminal, of course, you're not going to get that pathway to citizenship. Doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, independent, or whatever. I think all of us would agree to that. Ultimately, what the problem is going to be is coming out of the shadows, back taxes, figuring that out, and making it become a reality, plus really smashing down on people who hire illegals. And that's a lot of people. Sometimes it's individual households, but for giant companies that do it, there's golf courses. I can name 10 of them for you where they hire people illegally. How about in the construction industry, in the Southwest especially? So what's going to happen to flip that equation around? It's a 5-page proposal now. There is bipartisan support. And we'll see if anything actually happens with this so-called reform. Applying for legal status over booting people back to their home country. Because that's where we're at this point. And this all goes back to not enforcing laws already there. If enforced, we wouldn't have such a widespread problem. You'd be naive to think nobody would get through the net, but certainly not 11 million people, maybe a couple million people, if that. But because it's been allowed to fester, like everything else, it's out of control. I can name at least 4 or 5 things in Washington, D.C., that because of a lack of attention and accountability, we found ourselves in a position where we're saying, wow, what do we do now? And immigration is one of them. But does the cost of giving people here in this country illegally that citizenship, that way to become a citizen, does it actually outweigh, which is being debated, the fiscal benefits? And let me tell you, you look at the numbers, because of what's happening in many states, and the numbers really just don't add up. And I think the tough part is going to be that part I just mentioned, coming out of the shadows and paying back taxes. Well, what are those back taxes? Figuring all of that out. For one, Sheriff, as we go in a different direction, and this is another thing that couldn't be a hotter potato in Washington or in your backyard and mine, the conversation over guns. There's a sheriff in Wisconsin who I say bravo to him. I love that the mayor in Milwaukee is calling the sheriff a Dirty Harry, that he wants to be Dirty Harry. The sheriff realizes they're in trouble. His name is David Clark Jr., and the controversy swirling around him centers around a 30-second radio ad that he put together that tells people, you need to do something about protecting yourself because we can't do it. We have officers that are laid off and furloughed. If you call 911 and you're waiting, it's not your best option. You might have to beg for mercy from a violent criminal. You might have to hide under your bed, or you can fight back. This is his spot. He says, consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. The mayor of Milwaukee went nuts, Tom Barrett. He said that David Clark is auditioning for the next Dirty Harry movie. And this is a guy who almost lost his life because he was accosted and got slammed again and again and again with a tire iron. Not enough cops. What are you going to do? The top cop doesn't want blood on his hands, so he's honest and he tells people, go do it. We've got tons of burglaries. We've got tons of robberies. People need to know what to do to protect themselves. There's a thing called the Castle Doctrine in Wisconsin. It simply is this. Anybody who uses deadly force against an unlawful intruder to their house, their car, their business, they're presumed to have acted reasonably. So that protects them from taking some kind of an action. Because what are they encountering? Needless to say, there are about 155,000 concealed carry permits in Wisconsin, yet it's not a deterrent to so many of the burglaries that are happening there, the burglars that are going in. A firearm for many of these people may save their life. And this is what the sheriff's saying. He's scared to death of the opposite. He's scared to death of people being beaten to death because the cops can't get there. They can't do it. So I know that there's people that think he should apologize and that if he can't provide public safety, he needs to get a different job. But I'm going to say bravo. He likes his job. He doesn't want to see people hurt. He thinks the firearm solution is the best one, given the fact that they've had to let go of 80 cops. Milwaukee's a decent, medium-sized city. 80 cops is a lot. Response time has to be off, and that's the frustration he's feeling. So I give him high marks for being honest, about it. Instead of status quo and just letting people fend for themselves, complain about not getting a quick response, because it's just not possible. Meet me on the flip side, a little tiny preview of what's to come in the Super Bowl next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I know they're excited, and talked to them a few times. They're very much looking forward to the game.
That's the voice of Jim Harbaugh. He's the coach of the San Francisco 49ers. His brother, John, is the coach of the Ravens. The two will square off in the Super Bowl. It is a crazy, twisted tale. And it's one that people can't get enough of, trying to figure out where the parents are going to sit, who they're going to cheer for, how tough would that be to have the two sons at the same time in a final. There certainly have been families and there have been brothers that have gone up against each other, but it's very rare in this case when you're talking about coaches. John's Ravens beat Jim's 49ers 16-6 on Thanksgiving night back in 2011. So it's the second time hundreds of millions of people are watching. There are all kinds of things we could talk about. Ray Lewis is one, and Randy Moss is another, Ed Reed is another. We could talk about all kinds of things that will be factors in the Super Bowl, especially since we have our final nail the score. But it is intriguing to think about Jack and Jackie Harbaugh and how they'll watch the game, because one son gets the huge win at the expense of the other son's defeat. And it does make you think, how do you deal with it? And there are other examples, like I said, of families in sports, like the Van Gundys in the NBA, but they didn't coach at the same time. We haven't seen that in the majors. Two brothers have never managed against each other in the World Series or any of the other majors that I can think of at the same time, which makes this very intriguing. And if nothing else, just makes it another thing to watch in this game. And don't forget about nailing the score Thursday in our third hour, Thursday in the wee hours. You could be the next winner. Dave in Vermont was our first winner out of the gate. It seems like it's so easy to nail the score, but it's just so hard. Don't overanalyze it. Just call in, pick a number, pick a side, and just like that, you are ready to rock, and you don't have to sweat it out anymore. Speaking of sweating it out, without a doubt, and switching gears, the thing that I find interesting about driving in different areas, you know, now we have road rage. It's just part of the vernacular. We talk about road rage. You see it every day in some form. But if you've ever spent any time in New York City, for example, or Los Angeles can be like this too, any kind of a big city, even a medium city, you see it. I don't get the honking thing where people just lean on the horns and nobody's going anywhere. You are jammed up. It's wall to wall. A horn is not gonna, it's not gonna make somebody move away any faster. So in New York City, it's illegal to do that. But how do you police it? There's a fascinating story. The New York Times finally picked up on it and did. How do you have an accountability for people that are over honking? So they had these don't honk signs all over the streets, but nobody was paying attention to it. Oh, look, there's a don't honk sign. I guess I won't honk. So the noise for New York is particularly unpleasant in some of those high traffic residential areas. And they're in wealthy parts of the city, the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side. So do you think those people will complain about the noise, the honking? Of course. But carrying a $350 fine, good luck. I'd love to see how many tickets have been written up for honking. The Transportation Department in New York, just for fun, I'm throwing this in, said since 2008, complaints to 311 about honking declined 63% to 1,800 in 2012. So has tolerance risen for most people, or has honking waned? I'm going to say honking hasn't waned. Tolerance has increased, because I would bet that a lot of people want to complain and they just say, ah, forget it. I'm not going to complain. I'll just let it play out. Who cares? I'm getting used to it. It's like white noise. And a lot of people can deal with white noise. They can have a TV on in the background. They need it. They need the sound. They have a radio on. It's interesting to go in work environments now, look around and see how many people have something else going on. And that's just a normal thing. Some kind of television, some kind of radio, something, where you would think that they would get pinched for doing that. But it's that, it's the white noise factor. And that's what I think the honking thing is. So most people just ignore it and don't pay attention because they're used to the sounds. And there's maybe some kind of comfort that you draw from it. And the comfort keeps people focused on whatever it is they're doing, so they're not actually paying attention to the background and probably couldn't tell you very much about it. Luckily, two club owners and two people in a band are being held for this one. Imagine the frantic struggle when you're in a fire in a nightclub trying to get out and people are stepping on top of you. You can't breathe because the smoke is so thick. That's what happened to at least 300-400 people over the weekend. 230, some of them are dead. Others are fighting for their life. How in this day and age does that happen? I don't understand it. Very close to Brazil. 2:30 in the morning on Sunday. People crowded into the nightclub dancing. Something hits the ceiling. It's like a flare from the show. That's how it's been described. We'll see if they get nailed for that. And before you know it, the place is on fire, and you have people screaming, pushing each other over, trying to get out. A stampede, a raging wildfire, a panic struggle to open exit doors blocked by security guards and the death of more people. Wow. Stunner for the country. A stunner. They don't know what to say. The president of Brazil doesn't know what to say. The band members, two of them, are in custody. They could be charged with those deaths. The sparks from the ceiling, trying to throw water toward the ceiling, nothing happening, not being able to extinguish it. Just absolutely awful. And a good chance and point to remind you, look around for the exits. Look around for the exits, for goodness sake, if you're in a small place, and especially if children's shows do this too. They're using some kind of fireworks and something could get sparked. I can't imagine those frantic last moments and how tough that would be. Struggling to breathe, trying to survive, trying to get out of there before it's too late. And once they went back in to get the bodies, so sad, the cell phones were ringing. Reminded me of 9/11 and the chirping of the responder on the bodies of the firemen, and you could hear on that pile all of that chirping, but that was dead firemen, mostly, except for one. And with these cell phones, that's what's happening to the family or families trying to figure out where their kids are, because most of them were 20 or under, and they're tracing the cell phones, and some of those cell phones were just collected because that's all they could hear. Was the sound of the cell phones over and over and over and over again, and then trying to place them with the people. What a nightmare. What an awful nightmare. A rescue worker finding a victim's cell phone in the charred nightclub mess. 104 missed calls from someone called Mother, frantically trying to get her kid. And then they find that phone and they see the calls and they realize it's the mother who's calling. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road to our next segment. You don't want to miss it. Hang with us.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like. In other words, hold my hand.
Welcome back to America Tonight.
Stop.
You want to throw in your 2 cents on the great immigration debate? Nothing's changed except for what the official tally is on people that are in the country illegally. There is no pathway to citizenship, but one brick at a time, bipartisan cooperation. The people in Washington swear they're going to get this done. What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to check the mailbag. But first, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I see the Republicans are sniffing at each other already. What Bobby Jingle said, they did quit nominating stupid candidates.
Yeah. Right. I mean, here we go already talking about, you know, it's funny if you think about it. We're barely into 2013, but that's how we roll in the United States. Are we already worried about 2016?
Well, I just wonder who you're talking about, stupid candidates. Talking about Romney or Palin or McCain or...
Oh, you think he's going to nail that? He's not going to give you the specifics on it. It's better to be vague than to be specific, because he would get himself into some huge problems. I mean, he could say Palin, because Palin now isn't doing the Fox thing, and he could refer to Palin, but she wasn't the presidential candidate. I guess Romney, if it would seem that it would be Romney, and he would be easy to beat up on, because he was the also-ran guy from the start, and a lot of people know that.
Yeah. I think he's probably talking about McCain, too. Anyway, like I said, he probably lost some friends already before that.
He's going to need those friends, because when you run, it's about the money. You got to be able to raise the money. And people like John McCain, he knows a lot of the right people. And obviously, Romney has a ton of money.
Yeah. And the Republican Party, you know, I don't like that comment anyway. So
yeah.
It just might freeze him out.
Yeah.
I forget about it.
Yeah, I don't think Jindal, even though he's on the bench, I don't think he'd be the choice. Right now, today, if suddenly we had time go fast forward for all of us and we were close to 2016, I think it would be Chris Christie.
Oh, well, I'm DeMarco Rubio.
He's on the list. He would be on the list, too. But I if I was picking right this second, I would say Christie. I don't know, but there could be... Here's what usually happens, and you know this, if you look at Clinton, if you look at Jimmy Carter, if you look at even Bush, when you get closer to the election, that's when sometimes somebody comes out of left field that gets the momentum in one of the primaries or before the primaries, and that's it. The game changes. That happens a lot. So the game is definitely not set in any way, shape, or form for 2016 for the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yeah. So what do you think about having a Super Bowl in New Jersey next year?
Wow, I think it's going to be pretty cold, and transportation is going to be interesting. That city, New York, it's going to be New York. New York's going to swell, and with the amount of people coming into it. So if you're planning on going to the Super Bowl, I would book a room right now.
What? Won't be hit by just 6 inches freezing rain or snow, you know.
Well, that happened in Dallas, Texas. They didn't expect that, so it would be a repeat of Dallas. It would be terrible if that happened.
Well, you got a dome down there, though.
That's true. That's true.
Down the elements, and people will go down to Super Bowl in New Orleans to enjoy themselves in warm weather, you know. You know, they want to be freezing rain or snow.
I think it should be in warm weather places. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think the Super Bowl, I don't understand why, because they were trying to appease the owners because it's big money for them and for the city. So Dallas really lost out because they had terrible weather. There were a lot of people that didn't come to the Super Bowl. There were problems getting to the events, all that kind of stuff, even though it was enclosed. So that wasn't it was not a great success. The warm weather places are more enticing. People that live in cold weather places want to go to Tampa. They want to go to San Diego. They want to go to New Orleans. I get it from the owner's perspective. They want the do, re, mi, Rick. That's what it's about. They screamed and yelled. They wanted a chance to host Super Bowls. Remember, it was Indianapolis. I'll never forget a friend of mine who's covered a whole bunch of Super Bowls said, you're not going to believe that I drew the short straw and I have to go to Indianapolis, which Indianapolis is a great city. But in the middle of winter, covering a Super Bowl, that's not as fun as San Diego is.
No, or Miami or somewhere.
Yeah, and you still have to pay a lot of money, and the hotel rooms jack up their prices, and they're hard to get. So even if you were close to that area, you're still going to have to pay bigger prices, but you're not going to get the... You're just not going to get the kind of weather that you would get in some of the places that we mentioned. I covered a lot of those warm weather, you know, I covered a lot of those warm weather Super Bowls, and it was fun. It was easy to get around. Tampa was super, super easy. New Orleans was another easy place. San Diego was a beautiful place and an easy place to cover a Super Bowl. And people come, like I said, from all over because they want to be able to enjoy the warm weather, especially from the Midwest and the Northeast. Other than your Westerners, a lot of people are dealing with tough climates. All right, on that note, thank you, Rick. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, so this email I got, the first one out of the gate this morning, when I opened up the mailbag, just to take a quick sneak peek, this was pretty funny. Got this message from Jen. A big shout out to you, Jennifer. She writes, fake girlfriend, and then says, dear Kate, for your amusement, it's fakegirlfriend.com. I'm telling you all this to go there and check it out. She says, you're a quiet but faithful listener, and if you go and check it out, it's a whole thing about friending a fake girlfriend and how it works. It's fakegirlfriend.co. And how you can create your own fake girlfriend. It's obviously a spoof on the whole Manti Te'o thing. How to connect, how to pick your own responses, how to text, all that kind of stuff. And it's a fake Facebook thing. I thought it was pretty funny, actually. Jen, so thank you. It was for my amusement, and I laughed when I saw it. He's never living that down. He's going to just have to yuck it up himself. That's the only way around that. All right, this one is from Randy, and Randy says, Hey, Kate Delaney, enjoying the show. Finally, Sandy victims get their money, or eventually they're going to get their money. At least Congress has passed the 50-some billion-dollar bill. Let's hope most of it is earmarked for the people who truly need it so they can build up Staten Island again and Seaside Heights and all the places along the coastal areas that were completely demolished, really flattened by Sandy. I heard you mention one night on the air that the casinos were really hurting, and that's true. I have a friend that works in one of the casinos. It's the Caesars, and he says it is, as you mentioned, like a ghost town. A lot of people not hitting the casinos. Hard times for the people in AC. Listen to the show, as I mentioned. Keep on keeping on, sister. Thanks for that, Randy. I have family there, and they told me that initially, and I didn't realize that the last time I was back east, I guess it was for Thanksgiving, that some of the casinos were talking about going to 3 days because they just didn't have enough people going in. They were really, really hurting because first of all, the people that were hit by Sandy were struggling with everything anyway. But not that many people were going down to the Jersey Shore to go to the casinos. And so many people are employed by the gaming industry there that took a big chunk out of a lot of folks' incomes. And they think it's going to be a while for it to really bounce back. Here's another one from Mark, listening to us in Illinois. He says, from the land of Lincoln, young lady, I say congrats on an interesting and entertaining show. This thing with immigration is what we've heard before. If I were a betting person, I would say there will be no amnesty. There will be no way to solve this dilemma because just like our deficit, we allow things to fester for far too long in this country, and they get way out of hand. Yeah, if you look at this on first blush, I said that how many times has this issue come up? I remember in 2007, I've mentioned this before, how heated it was, but then the debate goes away, and that's it, and it gets put on a shelf, so we're back to the same thing again. What are we going to do? How do we handle that? Are people going to pay back taxes? Are you going to require people to speak English? That's what some people are saying. I think that there's going to be massive debate on it. It's going to look like there's bipartisan support, and at the 11th hour, it's going to fall apart. I mean, not to be cynical, but it's going to fall apart. So we're going to keep doing the same thing that we've been doing, I guess, until it reaches a boiling point. And I don't know what that boiling point is anymore, because we definitely have really messed up locally, statewide, a lot of resources being drained. It's a very, very big problem. Here's one from Stephen H., who says, did you happen to catch the deal on the Boy Scouts saying they might end their ban on gay youth leaders? Kind of a surprising twist, Kate. I sort of don't care either way in a sense, although if I were a parent because of some of the terrible stories that I've read in the past, maybe I would be a little bit worried about it, but I'm not in that situation. It's odd that they had this ban in the first place. What do you think? Will there be a lot of scuttle over this? Well, of course there's going to be a lot of scuttle over it. That's why it's being announced. They're talking about, with this change in the membership stuff, you're talking about councils. They have a whole bunch of councils. They have religious and civic groups that are part of, intertwined with the scouting thing. They may end up losing a lot of members. I don't know. We'll see. Controversial for sure.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Just a big fan. It's the first time we're in the Super Bowl in so long, and really exciting.
When I say Baltimore, you say Ravens. Baltimore! Baltimore!
Is upon us in New Orleans. It's just kind of a wild week of talking to the media for the players, getting ready for the big game, former players congregating, people hanging out and doing shows from bars and restaurants. It's one big party for an entire week. A lot of corporations hold meetings down there because they can afford the tickets, so that at the end, their friends and family get to go to the game. And then there's the diehard fans who will make their way to New Orleans as soon as they can. People who have been fans of the Ravens for however long. And the same thing when it comes to San Francisco. The storylines, as I've mentioned many times, and as you all know, are pretty intriguing. I guess the biggest storyline to me is, and there's a whole bunch of them really, the Ray Lewis retiring deal. Does he retire with another Super Bowl ring? Also, the Harbaugh brothers, does it get any better than that? The fact that they're going to square off against each other, and who will the father be cheering for and the mother? Do they split? Okay, you cheer for John, you cheer for Jim, we'll figure it out, we'll flip a coin. I think that would be pretty tough on the family. because they want them both to win, and they both can't win. Obviously, getting to the Super Bowl, both of them facing each other, is huge for that family, but a bummer for the brother that loses. Matt, can you imagine being the brother when they're so close, so tight, know each other inside and out, send tapes of what's going on with San Francisco, what's going on with the Ravens to the father every single week? He sends back notes because he's a longtime football coach, college football coach. Can you just imagine what it must be like for that, for the that crew? It's got to be odd.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it's a unique situation that'll probably never happen again. And if you lose, at least your brother wins. So there's some conciliatory.
I don't know.
No? You don't think so?
Well, I it's kind of in a different way like the Williams sisters. People used to say when they played each other, they thought Richard Williams, because they played each other a lot. Like, you made the point that you probably won't see this again, so that's a little bit different. But in the Williams situation, people would think that Richard Williams would tell one of them, all right, Serena, it's Venus's turn to win since you two are beating each other a bunch.
Individuals in an individual sport, and this is head coaches of a 53-man football team, and it's a completely different thing, you know?
Boy, I just wouldn't want to. And maybe if it comes down to a Super Bowl where it's like, remember the couple of years ago, the Giants and the Patriots and how stunning that finish was and the right. Giants won. Well, if it comes down to that, it's like salt in the wound in one way because you just barely lost. But on the other hand, it was edge of your seat entertainment that you'd have to congratulate your brother. Wow, terrific game. Oh, my gosh, could have gone either way. I still think it would be tough. Because you know how hard it is to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't know. I take the approach that they're probably, I don't know, I look at it like, okay, let's say my buddies and I are in a tournament or a poker tournament or something. I'm wanting all of us to get to the final table. Once we're there, I want to beat them more than anything. But at the same time, I want us all to succeed to that point. And then once it's down to us, then I want to win for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I guess so. If I were in a golf tournament and I had friends and we were on opposite sides, I would want them, and it was narrowed down, I'd want them to be in it at the end. If I didn't win it, I'd rather them win than somebody else I don't know. And so, I get that. It's tough. It's definitely tough. You know, Roger Goodell heading into this is the showcase week for the NFL, and there was a poll that was conducted by the USA Today, and they asked 300 players, but that's a pretty big number. And of the 300 players that they polled, the disparity between the love and the complete hate dislike for Roger Goodell was pretty high. The amount of players, the percentage of people who in the NFL who don't approve of Roger Goodell, 61%. Yeah, that is brutal, man. They do not like Roger Goodell. They do not. I mean, is it because of finding guys, the amount of money for you know, helmet-to-helmet hits? Is it because of the lockout? Is it because of the bounty scandal of the Saints, the replacement refs? I would think that would probably be something that would hurt. You know, why is Goodell not liked a little bit more than that? 61%. The president has better numbers than Roger Goodell. He's in the fun league, or I guess the no fun league. Maybe that's what it is. It's the no fun league. So that's the reason why. I was reading somebody's take on it. They said if there's an argument that you would make about Goodell, if he's hitting a high number on his approval ratings from his players, he would be doing a bad job. That's a good spin on it. Well, if everybody liked me, then I would not really be doing my job. So you got to look at it that way. If I'm disliked, then I'm striking a nerve and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Speaking of what you're supposed to be doing, Tiger Woods seems like a distant memory to so many of us, doesn't it? Because he became a punchline. He, much like Manti Te'o, although Manti Te'o had a fake phony girlfriend, Tiger Woods had sex with a lot of different women, not his wife. So he was the big-time punchline for months on end. I mean, that scandal just never went away. But now it has faded. And Woods, who's divorced, moved on, all that other stuff, actually won a tournament over the weekend to snag his 75th win. That is pretty heady company to say that you have 75 tournament wins. I mean, he's in pretty storied company at this point, and he just was incredible during the tournament at Torrey Pines. The Farmers Insurance Open is what it's called, and it was strung out because they had to deal with fog. So it was actually 5 days before he nailed it and won it by at least 4 strokes. The closest guys to him were 4 strokes behind. But the number to hit 75, man, that's just absolutely incredible. There's no doubt that Tiger Woods has talent. And there's no doubt that people still always, when they go to see him play, will follow this guy all over the golf course. I mean, he's the one that everybody wants to watch. And if you look at the history books, he trails Sam Snead, who had 82 wins. So he's only 7 behind. I would think he's going to pass that. I think there's people that would like to see him not pass it, but he's going to end up the last man standing with the most wins in the history of the PGA, like it or not, because he still is an amazing, amazing golfer that went crazy and went flying off the rails with all his personal debacles. But because of scandals and how they break and the cycles of them and somebody else coming up behind, the Lance Armstrongs, the Manti Te'os, the who's ever next. It's kind of like that old saying, who's got next? It's about that in sports. And maybe people will never completely forget the nonsense over Tiger Woods, but every time he adds another win, it makes it easier to put some distance, I think, certainly between that, without a doubt. Good chance to remind you, it's not about golf, but it's about Nail the Score. On our Thursday morning show in the third hour, our final Nail the Score of the season in the NFL, it's the Super Bowl. Who do you think's going to win it? What do you think the final score is going to be? Pretty straightforward. We don't even have to use the computer. You don't have to know anything about football whatsoever. You just have to make a guess. Once you call in, you own that, and maybe you'll be our final winner of the season.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.